Yesterday I spoke about many things, one of them being regeneration. And that the work of God in salvation is a supernatural work, but in the United States of America and among Baptists, it's been reduced down to a few evangelical hoops that if we can get someone to jump through, we declare them popishly to be saved. And if Jesus Christ were to come back today, He would not cleanse the temple, He would cleanse the pulpit. Because it has been the pulpit that's sending more people to hell than every liberal organization on the face of the earth, and it's just the truth. Not a liberal Methodism, not a liberal Episcopalian, but a Baptist who claims to know God's Word and yet does not understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we will take people down a Roman road that does not lead to heaven but straight into hell. A Roman road that will ask them, do you believe that you're a sinner? And if they say yes, we go to the next question, not realizing that it does not matter if they believe themselves to be sinners or not. The question is, has God done such a supernatural work in their heart that they now hate the sin they once loved? And it is not a question of whether or not they want to go to heaven, because everyone wants to go to heaven. They just don't want God to be there when they get there. The question is not do they want to go to heaven, but do they now desire the Christ that they have spurned and ignored and hated? Has God done such a supernatural work? And the evidence that a person has repented unto salvation at some past time is that they continue repenting today. And the evidence that a person is truly one who has believed unto salvation is that they continue believing until today. And the evidence that a person is saved is not that some point in time in their life they prayed and asked Jesus Christ to come into their heart. The evidence that someone is saved is that they continue walking in the narrow way. And this is the fault of preachers. This is the fault of preachers. Who have done a gospel reductionism. We talk about the Germans of the 20th century that brought on their higher criticism. It is not near as dangerous as conservative Baptists with their gospel reductionism. How dare we, all these stupid evangelists walking around telling men after they've made some little prayer that they need to write their name in the back of their Bible and put the date, and if the devil ever comes to them, they need to show them that. That is Roman superstition. It is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, we have turned the gospel into a flu shot. Every preacher that's ever gone door-to-door visitation has run across this type of person frequently. You start talking to a person about the state of their soul. They don't go to church. They don't walk in godliness. The Word of God means nothing to them. Fellowship with believers is nothing that ever enters into their mind. But when you begin to talk to them about salvation, they say, don't worry about me, preacher. I've already done that. Like it was some flu shot that they took that got themselves inoculated from the judgment of God. And where came such doctrine? From where? From the Baptist pulpit. If you have made the good profession, if you claim to have passed through the gate, if you have received baptism in a public declaration of your faith, and you begin to walk, it doesn't matter how long it appears you're walking in that path. If you step off that path and there's no discipline and you continue off that path, you can have no assurance whatsoever of your salvation. And it is not that you lost your salvation, it's that you're showing now that you never had it. If we would only preach these truths, you realize that everybody in this county thinks they're saved. And it's the fault of preachers. I would not send my child to a vacation Bible school in 99.9% of the Baptist churches in America. Have some teacher that doesn't even understand anything about the gospel of Jesus Christ ask those little children, how many of you want to go to heaven? And damn most of them. Harden their heart to the gospel with some silly profession of faith because it was a silly proclamation of the gospel. It brought no genuine repentance. It brought no faith. It's no different than the Roman church who baptizes every infant that is born. As I said, men wanting to build kingdoms. And they build them on the bones of unconverted church members. A person comes forward, possibly genuinely under conviction. They sit there for about 2 minutes, and some counselor knows nothing about the gospel, runs them through a few hoops, and then gets them to sign a card. How can we be that way? We have to deal with souls. Sometimes it takes hours. Sometimes it takes days. Sometimes it takes months. But we got to go to Denny's. And we don't have time. Oh, that we'd put most evangelists on a boat and send them to some island somewhere and sing the doxology as it's taking off from the beach. My goodness, what a circus is out there. I tell people many times that have no assurance of their salvation, you need to repent even if He sends you to hell because He's worthy of repentance. You need to believe in Him even if He sends you to hell because He's worthy of your faith. And you need to serve Him even if He sends you to hell because He's worthy. Oh, this is a horrible thing. You say, how can hell be that way? Most people have this idea that God is this cruel deity that somehow gets pleasure in torturing people in hell. But you need to understand, hell is not torture of a perverted deity. Hell is perfect justice against those who have offended the One who is worth more than all things, infinitely worth more than all things put together. Hell is a terrifying thing because men who go there have committed crimes against deity. Why is hell eternal? Because those men never repent. They continue gnashing their teeth against Him. They continue hating them. There is a real sense. There is a real sense that even the door to hell is locked from the inside. Because men hate God so much, they would rather grind their teeth in hell than to go through an open door and bow their knee. That is why, preacher, if anyone's going to get saved, they're going to get saved from that hostile, God-hating heart only by a regenerating work of the Holy Spirit. That's how much men hate God.